today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
Today, Monday, 25th of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of the month of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter Al-Fat, verse 29 of this chapter, to learn more about it, so we'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are forceful against the disbelievers, merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and prostrating in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and His pleasure. Their mark is on their faces, from the trace of prostration. That is their description in the Torah. And their description in the Gospel is as a plant which produces its offshoots and strengthens them, so they grow firm and stand upon their stalks, delighting the sowers, so that Allah may enrage by them the disbelievers. Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds among them forgiveness and a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse opens with, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. It does not matter whether men of insignificance like it or not, or hide themselves from the sun shining on the entire world. God Almighty bears witness to His prophethood, and believers who are aware of it bear witness to the same. The blessed verse then proceeds to present a depiction of the noble prophet's companions and followers. Thus, it depicts their outward and inward characteristics, and also their thoughts, emotions, and deeds. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. During this week, we have learned about the kindness of the Prophet. So we continue. Prophet Muhammad was always counseling people to be good-hearted regardless of their sex, age, or gender. Once Asma, who was still an unbeliever, came to see her in Medina. She told this to the Prophet and said, "My mother has come to see me and she's expecting something from me. May I oblige her?" The Prophet said, "Yes, be kind to your mother." Prophet Muhammad was an extraordinary husband, a perfect father, and a unique grandfather. He was unique in every way. He treated his children and grandchildren with great compassion and never neglected to direct them to the straight path and to the good deeds. He loved them and treated them tenderly, but did not allow them to neglect matters related to the afterlife. He showed them how to lead a human life and never allowed them to neglect their religious duties or to be spoiled.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Mecca, his people inflicted him with every kind of suffering, eventually forcing him to emigrate to Medina. And then waged war on him for 5 years. However, when he conquered Mecca without bloodshed in the 21st year of his prophethood, he asked the Meccan unbelievers who were waiting his decision about them, "How do you expect me to treat you?" They responded unanimously, "You are a noble one, the son of a noble one." He announced to them his decision, "You may go free. No reproach this day shall be on you. May God forgive you." So this was the treatment of the Holy Prophet towards those who were his enemies. So when we say that he was the Prophet of Mercy, so it's meaningful. We talk about his mercifulness about the believers. Now we talk about his mercifulness towards his enemies, towards the Meccan people. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also very kind and affectionate towards women. Women were very badly treated in those times. The noble prophet gave them honor and dignity at par with men in the community.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. From Prophet Muhammad's patience with children come to this point, Anas ibn Malik was a young boy when he had the honor of serving the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. It is narrated from him that during his 10 years of service, the Prophet never said a word of impatience or rebuke him, narrated by Anas himself. I served the Prophet for 10 years, and he never said to me, "Off," a minor harsh word denoting impatience, and never blamed me by saying, "Why did you do so?" or "Why didn't you do so?" A child is bound to err at time, but we are to bear with it patiently, whilst advising and guiding them. We shouldn't be constantly admonishing our young ones. Making supplications or dua for your children is also the prophetic way. It is reported that the parents' supplications for one's children are not rejected by Allah, the Almighty.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
This is today's special and one lesson from the Holy Prophet's lifestyle: being kind to your neighbors. Prophet of Islam Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, "Anyone who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment should not harm his neighbor. Anyone who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment should entertain his guest generously and should say what is good or keep quiet." The Holy Prophet taught us that by being kind to your neighbors, you are also helping build a better Islamic community as well, and that kindness to those around you, whether they be neighbors or strangers, will help build a better relationship between you and Allah.
The seventh year after the Hijrah is known as Amul Fath, the year of liberation. Liberation of where? Mecca. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam enters Mecca in the midst of the night. Some of you might know the story. They're all wearing the ihram. The people of Mecca are snoring, they're sleeping. Rasulullah with all his companions, he says to them, "Tippy-toe, don't make noise. If you're wearing boots, you take off your boots. You walk into Mecca, let them be sleeping. Don't wake them up." One of those companions who was very hurt, they had taken all his wealth from him and destroyed him and burned his home. He had the standard in his hand. He had one of the standards in his hand. He banged it when he arrived to Mecca. He says, "Al-yawm yawmul malhamah, al-yawm tusbal hurmah." Today is the day of vengeance. Today we will take their wives and women as captives. The Arab mentality. Rasulullah told him, "Come, what are you saying? We said there should not be a drop of blood. What are you talking about? You're giving them fear. They're going to be afraid if you say this." "Ya Ali, alayka birraya. Ya Ali, take the raya. Take the standard of Rasulullah and say, al-yawm yawmul marhamah. Al-yawm tu'fal hurmah. Today is the day of mercy. Today is the day of forgiveness. Today is the day of compassion. Today, all of you will be forgiven." Allahu Akbar. This is Islam. They enter the holy city of Mecca. The Meccans wake up in the morning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayah to Rasulullah. And you all say this when you go to important places, when you come to the masjid, when you go to the azakhana of Imam al-Hussein, when you travel, this ayah is recommended to be read. وَقُلْ رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا. الله. I love it when people know the end of the ayah, because this shows that we have a relationship with the Quran.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين.